Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Sitting in here today, I think I talked last week about how my first 20 minutes is watching Katie on her phone.
Show you things.
Show me things, and my God, she took a video of her transaction at Safeway, taking a picture of the screen, watching all the coupons interact and everything. That was pretty riveting stuff.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
No, I said the dopamine.
There's a couple minutes I'll never get back.
The dopamine hit I get when I save money, and I saved like $17
yeah.
at Safeway on like a $50 purchase. I mean, that right there is legit money.
Calls for a
like,
video, for
money.
Sure. Calls for a video.
Little music background.
Everybody's
like,
looking at you in Safeway, and they're like, what's the crazy lady doing with
there was definitely a line behind me, and I'm like, well, I have to get this. Like,
I got to film it.
No, I saved so much money.
I can't even. And then I got Josh over here talking about people getting thrown off bridges, and he's watching those videos this weekend. What's wrong with you?
I didn't mean to. I don't search out those videos, but it was like the shock factor of it. What happened was just like a thing of negligence. It's all I can describe it as. There's a Brazilian woman where apparently they do this all the time. They have people that bungee jump off of a bridge, and it's like a business because the people hook you up and get the harness on you. Well, what happened was they put the harness on this woman. The rope is not attached to it. And it's just a weird thing because bungee jumping, usually you just jump, right?
Yeah.
Well, they like Superman carry her above their heads. There's two people and they just chuck her. They throw her. And as they throw her, the rope doesn't move. And it was the shock factor. Again, I'm not searching this out. Sorry to start the day off like this, but she was only 21 years old. I don't mean to.
Why are you watching
this? But it's like watching a train crash. You can't stop.
I saw the story, but I'm not going to watch it.
I didn't watch a video either. I couldn't.
No, I'd rather watch your Safeway transaction
video. See, I know.
It's not that bad now, is it?
You want to see it again? You want to bring your mood up? See that dopamine hit and me saving $17?
Can't say that I
do. One transaction.
Can't say that I do.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Well, it's time for some sports. Man, what a good weekend to set some buses on fire.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's set some stuff on fire. A lot of stuff going on, though, right, Joshy boy?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, to kick it all off, on Friday night, USA took on Paraguay in the World Cup. That was their first match of the season and just dominated. I mean, in dominant fashion, 4-1, got the dub there. They're going to play this next Friday, June 19th, 1 p.m. game. They're taking on Australia, mate. So that'll definitely be one to keep your eye on as well. And then the Knicks go on to win the championship. That is a long-awaited championship win for them. Jalen Brunson wins the MVP there, the finals MVP.
Good guy.
Went off for 45 points. In the final game, 45 points is unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Jalen Brunson will never pay for a meal in New York for the rest of his life.
Hey, like, that's a nice perk.
He is...
You won't see that guy setting buses on fire.
No, I just love
it. He wouldn't do that.
Here's the end of that sports ball game.
5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
That's fine.
I love the final calls of those sporting events because it always reminds me of listening to Kaz, our radio guy, listening to the emotion in his voice and Scott Hastings, who joined him, and you just hear the tear, literally holding back tears as they make the call.
I saw Sydney Sweeney posting some stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I was literally holding back tears.
A moment for her. She looked good in a little Knicks uniform.
I think she said, Scooter said she was his lucky charm or something like that.
Who cares about Scooter? Yeah. I like how Charles Barkley was like, is Sydney Sweeney here?
He was
looking excited about it.
It was... So
that's a call I can get on board with.
Yeah, she looked good. She definitely looked good. I have a question for you guys about that really quick. So the celeb row for the Knicks, we know at MSG they're there, but a lot of those celebrities came down to San Antonio just to see the game in case they did end up winning.
Yeah.
A lot of those celebs were also seen in the locker room afterwards holding the trophy. I think of Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet, those two specifically. Holding the trophy and crying
they're
as
celebs.
If they won. Does that bother you at all?
No, No, because
they're fans.
Especially that team and that celebrity status, like they're just known for having that powerhouse of celebrity, right?
It's
like,
their entourage.
I mean, it's just who they are. Like them and the Lakers, I feel like it's okay if celebrities go and kind of celebrate it with them because they are part of the face of the team. I mean, when I've been watching this Knicks postseason finals run, I see Ben Stiller more than I see Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, and I like that better. Like for me, who's not a huge sports guy, I'd rather see Night at the Museum guy running around.
Timothy Chalamet.
And his girlfriend,
Jenner,
too.
You know, I mean, let's say it right this time. Mariska
Hargitay.
To see her front and center and so excited because she is at every game. Along with Spike Lee.
And Ben
those,
is.
You know, like those celebrities, I'm okay with them celebrating because, again, I see them a lot.
They're super fans.
So
okay.
I'm
all
okay
right.
with it.
It's good for the socials, too.
Yeah.
It's funny to see them. Like, Ben was grabbing the trophy literally as if he played 45 minutes of the game last night or the other night and was like, you know.
One of the perks of being a celeb.
It is.
And then also what I like about it is you see the pictures of them from the late 90s cheering the team to now. And so you see that they have been in
and
it
he is one
for
of those
that
guys.
Long.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
Spike Lee.
Chalamet wasn't born yet. But yes.
No, but
Chalamet.
There's a picture of Spike Lee like day one of him supporting the Knicks to day now.
He had hair. Spike Lee had hair
it's
when he
so,
started
it's
cheering
for them. Phenomenal.
Them.
I love the whole storyline. I've never been more excited for another team to win the chip other than the Nuggets. So.
I was crazy excited.
Yeah,
I went out in my backyard and I piled up all my trash and I set it on fire. I got to tell you, I've been watching a lot of the social coverage from last night's big UFC thing at the White House. I was neutral on the whole thing. But after I saw it last night, politics aside, that was a pretty sweet-looking setup last night. With the lights and the stadium thing there, the stands.
The flyby was one of the coolest
things
I've ever
seen. And the flyover was
pretty
rad.
And I've been a UFC fan. Like, I've watched UFC since, like, early 2008 with my dad. So I love the UFC. I love the fights. And watching that and the pageantry that it went, like that stadium itself was $60 million. It was unbelievable to see all the effort that went there. And Dana White crushed it. I mean, he really put on a show. And Justin Gaethje, Colorado boy, USA won. And I really liked that. So that was neat.
All the politics aside, made for some cool pictures, I think.
It did. I liked it a lot.
Whoever the lighting guy was, pretty
crushed
solid
it.
Lighting guy with the White House in the background and the stars and the stripes and then the flyover going over. It looked fairly patriotic.
Dan Smith, lighting guy.
Good guy, that Dan Smith. Kudos to the lighting guy. But I think one of the highlights was the Zac Brown Band singing the national anthem. I mean, they, as Josh would say, crushed it.
Crushed it.
And the rock is rattling. The bombs bursting in air. They proved through the night.
I mean, pretty good. I like him anyway, so.
Oh, say does that.
Put your hand on your heart, Katie.
No, I'm good.
You don't like Zac Brown Band?
Yeah,
come on, you're from North Dakota. I'm going to give you the end of it, too.
That's fine.
Here comes the flyover. Wait for it.
End of the free. End of the
Well, and the United States Marine Band was with him.
That's pretty
backing
cool.
Vocals.
Yeah, those Marines killed it.
Yeah,
you know?
It was good.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Again, I was neutral on the whole thing, but I think it looked kind of neat last night. Well, it happened on Friday as we kind of wrapped up the morning show. Elon Musk became the world's first trillionaire. $1.18 trillion. Now remember that, 0.18 is $180 billion.
Jesus
is right. He's got more money than Jesus.
In the 0.18.
The 0.18 is just $180 billion.
I hate that.
Man, it's a lot of cheddar.
I want 0.18.
I just want the 0.18. Yes.
Please.
My God. So they're saying that approximately 4,400 SpaceX employees became millionaires through stock grants and ownership, and about 400 of these employees crossed the $100 million mark And those weren't just executives. Those were some of the engineers, the technicians, longtime employees. And I saw a great story about some of the welders who actually weld these rockets together. Are now worth like $100 million.
Even just the millionaires, janitors and cafeteria workers, like people who would never dream of making that much money, overnight becoming millionaires. Like, how great is that? I love that for them.
It's really neat. I think he employs something like 145,000 people worldwide. So he's created a lot of jobs. And I guess in that aspect, kudos to him and the companies and all these people, man. My question was, is like, if you are a welder or a cafeteria worker or something that automatically become a multimillionaire, do you quit?
Oh,
or
that's a good
question. Or do you like, you know what, I'm just going to hold on to my money. I guess if you're happy at SpaceX, one of the coolest companies, I guess, you just keep working for a little bit longer.
I mean, yeah, why not?
You can always make more.
My worry would be that, you know, as Elon, that all of a sudden I've got all these millionaires working for me and half my workforce is going to quit.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I did it.
Yeah, I'm out. I am out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a lot of millionaires. Katie, you'll be happy about this. This Michael movie has now officially passed Bohemian Rhapsody as the highest grossing music biopic ever.
Good.
Earning just shy of $1 billion worldwide. We almost watched it this weekend. I was, you know, family movie night on Friday, and we were zipping through trying to find something to watch, and that one popped up. It was still $25 to rent. I was like,
you're going to wait a little bit.
I was like, I'm still paying for all these streaming services. Can we find something that we're already paying for?
I know, right? Isn't there a movie?
Yeah, it was between that and Super Mario Galaxy, which was still $25 to rent. I'm like, nah, I'm sure that'll be on Prime or something here eventually for free.
Yeah.
I do want to give you a kudos, though, and a thank you. Because you know what we settled on?
What?
That Goofy Octopus movie.
Oh,
with Sally Field.
You loved it.
What
and
was it
you
called?
Loved it. It's the Remarkably Bright Creatures.
Remarkably Bright
Gosh,
Creatures.
That's a good movie.
And
you
I'm
loved
tell
it, huh?
I'm going to tell you.
I know you loved it.
Loved it.
Yes.
Fantastic
yes,
movie.
Such a good movie.
The kids enjoyed it. I called the twist. Pretty,
did you call it?
Yeah, in my head. I didn't say it to the family.
I
called the twist in my head fairly soon.
It's funny. I watched it by myself, but I didn't divulge it to myself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I
called the twist. But good movie.
Such a good movie.
First full movie that I've now watched on my 86-inch TV as well. And you know what? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie to watch on a
big TV.
Didn't
it make you want a pet octopus also?
It kind of did.
It's like, I had no idea they were so just... I mean, I've seen a few...
I didn't know they could talk.
...octopus documentaries. Well, I've seen a few, and so they've just been fascinating to me from that. But to have one as a pet is kind of a dream of mine now.
It's pretty
because,
neat.
Yeah.
And then what she does?
They're just so neat.
How did she get away with that at the end?
I know.
Like, when did she get fired?
It's such a good movie. Such a good
movie. All right, I got one more thing for you. Doctors are out and about saying, giving you big warnings about your sunglasses and UV protection. They're just saying, essentially, be careful of all these sunglasses like you're picking up at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Basically, make sure they have UV protection, 100% UV protection, and maybe some polarization in those lenses. Because they say if you don't, you know what happens is you put on these dark shades, and what happens to your pupils?
They shrink,
they
right?
Get
they
bigger.
They get bigger.
To
okay.
let more light in, and then you're letting more sun in, and you're frying your retinas.
Oh,
so make sure you have 100% UV protection, so watch out for those dollar store sunglasses.
Do the pugs at the gas station get the job done, though? Because
maybe
that's what I always go
really?
For.
Really?
Because I lose them and I break them, so
yeah.
$20 pugs glasses.
Well, just read the little
that's
label.
That's what I get every time.
UV protection.
Okay,
all right.
100%.
All right there, pupils.
Good to know. Okay.
All right,
good
what's going
know.
On locally?
So you had to have seen the video of the two crazy guys on I-70, right?
Yeah,
get
checking it out
of their car to have a fight on the interstate.
Oh,
it is
boy.
Wild. This happened in Wheat Ridge. And I mean, this is insane because like one guy gets out of the car. They start yelling at each other. He tries to punch the guy through the window. And at one point, one of them gets like a tire iron out of the back of their vehicle. One of them punches out the back window. Like, it is intense.
I had some audio of one of the guys. Oh,
do
here.
You?
Yeah, here he is.
I'm all jacked up on my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what they sounded
yeah,
like.
That was
that's
that one guy.
Exactly what they looked like.
I'm all jacked up on my dude.
I don't know. know what has to get into your mind that you put your car in park on an interstate and get out of it, but my goodness. So what happened is one of the guys actually stayed on scene and called the police, and the other guy drove away. So they found him with a drone by the Colorado Mills Mall not too long after all of it happened, but it was in the Wheat Ridge area. So just absolutely insane. When I saw that video, I thought it was AI at first. I thought it was fake. I thought somebody made it up. They were so mad, but I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe that two grown men thought that that was a good idea.
Well, you know why.
Of course it was two grown men, too.
I'm on Jack Dupo Mountain Dew.
Yeah, they just had absolutely no sense. But they have been issued summonses.
Why you got to be bashing
for
like
disorderly
that?
No, you know it is two men. Absolutely.
Whatever.
Like, whatever you.
You see that recent Raising Cane's video with the fight in the Raising Cane's? It was about 14 young girls fighting
each other.
That's
fine, but they didn't do it on an interstate.
They
just
went
into, put their car
no,
in
just
park.
Far more
way.
Respectable
they
and
just,
went into
yeah,
a chicken
that's
restaurant.
That's right. They just
I'm
put
the Jack
They could have hurt so many other people on that interstate doing that. Like, it is wild that they thought that was the time it was okay to throw down. Like, okay, moving on.
How are they going to hurt other people?
Are you kidding me? If somebody plows into the back of their parked vehicle on
parked.
An interstate?
Yeah, they're fine.
No, they... Okay, Jeremy. Whatever. Whatever. Again, both
it's
men...
It's a good time for a fist fight, if you ask me.
Both men admitted fault in the escalating tensions, and they were both issued
you know
summonses
why?
For disorderly conduct.
You know why?
They're all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew!
We get it. How about this one? So Saturday night, someone got stuck in a trench... Again, a wild story. And then they were in there for roughly 24 hours. So this...
Probably a guy, huh, Katie?
It was a guy. It was a guy. You would die. You said it, not me. Be careful out there, though. He was rescued. Somebody heard him screaming. But this was, in the Wheatridge Applewood area. But he fell in a construction site, apparently, and was stuck in this little area.
Oh,
and he
God.
Was stuck in mud and water.
Help!
And thankfully, they found him.
Like, I'm in a trench.
This kind of stuff could really
trench,
just, like,
please.
Man. But again, somebody heard him. They were able to get him out. And it
Help.
Looks like he's doing a lot better. But how wild is that?
Trenches be crazy.
Stuck in a trench on a construction site.
I don't like that one bit.
My goodness. And then just one more. This is actually a heartwarming story. Let's bring the mood up, right? Leave it to goats to make us smile because the city of Boulder, they welcomed back their four-legged landscapers to Harlow Platts Community Park this past weekend. It is such a sweet story. So what they do is they bring about 300 goats to the park and then they help manage the invasive and noxious weeds that are growing in that park. They just eat them all up, get them all out of the way, but they let them do that from Thursday, this past Thursday, and they're going to do it until tomorrow. So they're out there for like 5 whole days just getting all the weeds and everything. Do you know what the best part about this is? It happened over the weekend and I saw the pictures and it's like one of my favorite things in this area, but it's called the Meat and Bleat event because that's what goats do is they bleat. Right? And meh, that's a bleat is what they call that. But yeah, they let the community members come and like pet them. So it's like a big petting zoo. You
that's
get to
cute.
Pet these 300 goats out there at Harlow Platts Community Park. So
goats
happened,
freak me out.
That happened on Saturday.
Goats are gross. And their eyes,
it's
you
their
know,
pupils.
Their eyes are gross.
They definitely do some gross things, but they Ugh. Are cute to pet. And especially Mm-mm. the little baby goats who just hop. They're hopping all
I like
over
the fainting.
The
you place. Know why they hop so much?
So cute. Are they hopped up on Mountain Dew?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
There you go.
That's it?
There you go.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Burger King is introducing a new twist on its popular chicken fries. If you weren't thick enough.
I love their chicken.
What's
you
the
can
twist?
Now get it flavored with Pringles, sour cream, and onion seasoning.
Shut up.
You shut up.
That sounds good.
Up.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
I love that seasoning. You can make that yourself, you know, a little powdered milk,
oh.
dill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's for dill. Real. Like, you can make that yourself, put it on anything you want, like popcorn.
Yeah.
Just some regular toast with
you
butter.
You can use it
like,
in foreplay, whatever you're
so
into.
So good. Like, you know what I did? Like, one year, I actually made homemade sour cream and onion topping, and I gave it as Christmas gifts with popcorn, so people could spend it on their popcorn.
I would be like, thank you, as I slide it into the trash can.
What?
Thank you so much.
Come on.
I've told you my hack, and I believe Knick Knack is the one who turned me onto this, was the you bowl of cottage cheese, and then you throw a stack of Pringles, sour cream, and onion chips.
See?
On top of the cottage cheese, and you smash it up in there and you eat it, and that is heavenly.
Right? How much does that up that flavor profile? Like, imagine you could sprinkle it on anything.
Some say it is tasty AF.
Yes! I would be those some.
Do I have anything else on this one I want to give you? No, I'll give you this one, though. Good Pop, the ice cream company, has announced its return of its viral fudge and vanilla French fry pop.
Oh.
They've teamed up with Orida, and what it is it combines ice cream with French fry flavor, then it's coated in chocolate mixed with French fries.
Yeah.
And you get about 6 of them in a box. So, yeah, not only does it taste like French fries on the inside, they dip it, and you get little chunks of French fries on the outside as well.
Not mad at
that. It's a lot of
flavors. Really?
Yummy.
That's something that you eat when you're stoned.
No
right?
way. Like,
right, Katie?
Chocolate-covered potato chips are a thing.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's stoner food, Katie.
No, it's not. Like,
well,
salty
I can see
and
you
sweet.
Eating that.
Come on.
Sitting on your couch high as a kite.
No, there's a whole candy shop up in North Dakota that does chocolate-covered potato chips, and it's a delicacy. It's called Chippers.
Chippers is the place or the...
No, they're called Chippers, the chocolate-covered potato chips. But it's this little candy company up in Fargo, North Dakota. And
okay.
There's a shop in Grand Forks, North Dakota. But they make these chocolate-covered potato chips, and there's only like 6 or 7 in a box.
6, 7?
Oh, there's only that many, but so they're a delicacy.
Really?
A delicacy? So,
yes,
no, that's...
Yes.
Not a lot to do up there, but get high,
that's a,
right?
That's a bunch of stoners standing
no,
around
not.
Like... What do we dip these chips in, bro? Come on, Katie. You know. Those are your people.
What do you mean? No, not just them. Everybody likes them.
Oh, okay. It's everyone.
No, everybody likes them.
You sure their place
telling
isn't called Stoners?
Widman's Candy Company.
Oh, Widman's.
Widman's. Widman's Candy Company. There's another
in
one,
in parentheses
too, though.
Under it, it says Stoners
it
Candy.
It does not. That's not just a stoner.
So check this out. There's a new app. I think this is coming out of South Korea. I would imagine you can get it here, though. It's essentially helping people with their shopping addiction. What you do is you go onto this app, and you can browse all your products like usual. It's kind of looking like an Amazon. You look through reviews. You can compare prices. You add stuff to your cart. And then you put in your shipping address, arrange a payment, and then you hit ship or purchase. And it goes, boop, your order has been initiated. The thing, though, with this app is it doesn't deliver any of these products. It ships nothing to you. All it does is help you with your dopamine hit.
Oh.
It helps scratch that itch of online shopping. And right now they say people are crazy for this app right now because so many people, me included, have a bit of an online shopping addiction.
Yeah.
I'm always on Amazon ordering stuff. I mean, that thing is in front of my house every damn day. They're dropping stuff off.
I was like, this will be perfect for my kiddo. She has a little online shopping thing that we're trying to address. Right?
That we're trying to address.
We're trying to
Pretty
address.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, the whole dopamine thing, you're right. It just makes
it
you feel
good.
Better. And when you're going through life stuff, it's like all of a sudden you find yourself on Amazon buying things you don't need
right.
to make
yep.
yourself
yep.
feel better. So, yes, I agree.
And it feels good to get that box and rip it open. And,
yeah.
You know, it feels like your birthday. But the problem is you don't get a box. You get none of that, but it's taken care of that I'm shopping, I'm ordering, and then you think it's coming, and then you come down from that high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do it all over again. So I think it's a pretty good idea, actually.
It's a really good idea.
It might help people with their online shopping issue. And then this morning, Josh comes in, and he's telling me off the air what he's been doing on Facebook Marketplace. Dude, this is something I would do, and I love it. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing?
I have discovered something that I'm really kind of getting addicted to. And the story that you just told hits the nail on the head. I love to peruse everything that is being sold on Facebook. It's like a garage sale right in front of your eyes.
Love
and I can do it in my boxers. It's fantastic.
Hey, real quick. Have you noticed they're putting those AI models on everything now?
Everything.
Everything. This guy had an ATV, and there's an AI model laying across it. I'm like, come on.
I saw a baseball glove with an AI model holding it. So, yes. But what I'd love to do now is I will just comment on there and say, hey, you know, still available, and I will lowball the living heck out of these people. But I put a little caveat. I go, hey, you know what? $3,000 whatever, I can pick this up for $300. But I say, I'll get it right now. And they jump at the opportunity.
Tell them what
for
you
it.
Got.
So I bought, I was perusing yesterday and something caught my eye. And or not over the weekend, not yesterday, but I was perusing and I saw a PlayStation 5 on there. And it was already a really low price because it was missing the controller and the power cord. So it was just the console. But I already have a PlayStation 5. But I saw it and it said like $300 even. And I was like, that's already really cheap. I message him and I go, hey, is this still available? I'll give you $80 for it, but I can pick it up right now. Dude messages back 5 minutes later and goes, yep, I need it out of my house right now. $80 for a PlayStation 5.
You can flip it. Like,
and I'm going to flip the heck out of it.
Flip it. This is
30%
brilliant.
30% of what he was asking.
This
That's
is
amazing.
Brilliant.
It's addicting. That talk about a dopamine hit. When I know I'm getting a deal already and then I lowball him and I get even better of a deal, I am addicted to this. I'm looking. There are cars on there, Katie. And they are selling for like $3,000. They're just junkers, but
well,
I don't
Katie
even care.
Katie needs a car.
I do. You should give me a car, Josh.
I'm going to lowball you. I'm going to buy you a 4Runner for $80,
Let's
and we're going to call it good.
We're going wheeling.
I'm so excited.
I would be addicted just to the back and forth. Like,
yes.
How low can I get them? And then be like, ah, never mind.
No.
Oh, don't be that, though.
I changed my mind.
I've sold things on Facebook Marketplace,
I
and that's
too.
The most frustrating thing is when you think you're about ready to make a deal, and then they ghost
then they
you.
Bounce,
it's worse than online dating. Like, don't go. Don't
my life is full of rejection.
I know.
No. We had a good thing
money.
Going.
That's really fun, though. I like that.
It
just
is.
Go on there and just start lowing them.
Oh, it's addicting. And a lot of these guys cave because a lot of these things they do need out of their house, like right away. And they'll post it. And I see, you know, posted 20 minutes ago. I'm like, oh, I got this guy.
Yeah, I got you.
That's fantastic.
It's the best. I highly recommend it.
We should have a little challenge to see, like, who gets the lowest on the best thing.
Oh my! I'm gonna get Katie a car for $80.
Do
I
it.
Promise you.
Josh,
here we go.
I'm gonna get a house for $1,200.
Oh, good for you!
I need one of those too.
Let's go.
Okay. Why are we giving everything to you?
I don't know. I love it.
You do your own thing.
I know. Do it for me. Keep going. What else are you gonna
Man,
get?
Man, you're needy. I'm putting Katie on Facebook Marketplace. This is a story about hard pants you were telling me about.
Yeah. Well, more women are saying goodbye to hard pants and hello
pants.
To soft pants. And they're really just talking about jeans and those trousers. That word is so funny to me.
Trousers.
It's an old-fashioned word for sure, but it's used in fashion because it's like it's actual pants, right? Like
I call my jeans dungarees.
Is that what you call them?
Honey, are my dungarees clean?
Yeah, they talk about how jeans and sharply tailored trousers were the default, especially in office settings for women, right? Because they looked professional.
Yeah.
They matched with a lot of different things. But after they call it the great at-home reset of COVID-19, that's what they're calling it, everything kind of changed.
COVID for
well,
all.
That's
what?
When things changed, though, because forgiving pants took over, like sweatpants and leggings. That's
fat
when,
pants, as
I
some
mean,
people call them.
We were already wearing leggings a lot, but, man, that just took it to a whole new level to where you could wear the same leggings to bed, to wake up and bring the kids to school and to work.
Well, you
like,
at least tried the jeggings. Remember, you had the jeggings beforehand that looked
exactly.
like jeans.
When you
that
know
looked
you've
like
given
jeans.
Up.
But no, like they're saying that this is across the board. Women of all professions, of all income levels, are wearing the softer pants. And it's because it's a lot more forgiving. Again, I don't know if you guys deal with the same things. Like when I put on a pair of jeans, like it's constricting.
Oh, my front
right?
butt. Oh, my
I
front
mean,
butt is massive.
It's like
right
got
now.
Things, it keeps things in place, but that's part of its charm, right? Like it has a little bit more kind of withstanding to it. Whereas the soft
it's
pants,
not good though.
Everything can kind of hang out.
They like, say it's not good because
it gives you a lot more leeway, doesn't it?
Your hard pants basically keep you in check when it comes to your weight and how you're eating and how much you're exercising. Your hard pants are keeping you in check.
Absolutely. That is such a good point.
If you're wearing softy pants all the time, next thing you know, you're 40 pounds up.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You'll wear those softy pants every single day and not notice a thing, but try and go back into those hard pants. Like, that's
hard pants keep you in check.
What do they say? You can't put the toothpaste back into the tube.
Yeah.
That's kind of like it. Like, you can't, but some of the pants
but
that
they're
you
so
might,
comfortable, right? The soft ones.
And here, and I don't know if it's because we just like the way the soft pants feel, so we're going
sure
more
we
that
do.
Direction. But this season, like, get ready for all the soft pants. Have you heard of Ponte pants?
No.
Well, Ponte pants are a game changer, essentially. And they're just far more comfortable, forgiving than traditional jeans, but they still have a sleek sculpture to them, right?
Oh,
so
of course.
You still get like the sleek style, but
okay.
they're soft, so they're a little bit they're
are they flowy
like,
at the bottom? So Knick Knack just picked up a pair of pants where she, when you put them on, first of all, the waistband goes up above her belly button or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go down, and it looks like she's wearing a dress almost. But then she starts walking, and each one is a pant leg, and it's very flowy, but also very kind of loose.
Well,
that's elegant.
It's okay.
It's fine.
So the Pont or Ponte pants, like, they're not necessarily a style. They're more the fabric.
Oh, the fabric.
Excuse me. So they're softer.
Wonder what these are called.
They have all types of, like, different lengths and different ankle, like, how they gather at the ankles. Like, they're all different. It's just the
ankles.
Fabric is what they're talking about there. And also the same with the denim sweatpants. Have you seen these?
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
sweatpants,
but
it
look
looks
like
you're wearing jeans.
False advertising.
Again, the forgiveness of them. They're so much more comfortable. And then linen pants. That might be where that falls in with Knick Knack.
Could be a
they
linen
are very
pant.
Flowy.
Very flowy.
You know, very soft.
It's hard. They're hard to get used to. Oh, she wore them, and I was like, she's like, you like these? And of course, I was like, yeah.
And do they
but
have
in my mind, I'm like, ugh.
Do they have the drawstring waist?
No,
okay.
no. It's got like kind of a scrunchy
still,
looking thing. That's,
well, the drawstring.
It
the
might
waist.
Have drawn.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
I don't know what these terms are. Here's one you will
I
know.
Just was, I just agreed
do you
with
know
everything.
One
yes, they're
that's
fine.
That's coming back, and
the moo-moo.
I cannot believe it.
What?
The track pants. Like the track
suit. I'm into that.
The wind never saw you coming type thing.
The windbreaker type stuff. So, and it's got the matching jacket. Like, you got the track suit.
Not mad.
So that's coming back. And then the silky trousers. So be prepared to see a lot more silk this summer / fall.
That sounds like a straight up gangster from the 40s. Silky trousers. He's at it again. Grab your Tommy gun.
Silky fluid trousers for the summer.
Silky trousers. Somebody give me a sarsaparilla. We got to get this guy immediately.
He's so trendy.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five. Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time for Fast Five, brought to you by Bally's Casino. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you'd like to call in and play, now is your chance. We are opening up the phone lines right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 is your direct link to the Mix 100 studios. We'll get you on the air, find out what you did over the weekend, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It's actually a lot of fun. You want to play? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played before. It's going to be easier to get in right now because the kiddos aren't in school. Katie, give us some examples of ones we've done in the past.
Okay, you ask all kinds of stuff, like five slang words for drunk. You've also asked for five road trip snacks. And the one that won it on Friday was Janine coming in hot. Five reasons neighbors complain. She knew all those reasons and was the big winner. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to ask.
Hummus is a great road trip snack. Hummus.
That would get everywhere. What do you mean?
Hummus.
It's like the worst road trip snack you could
hummus
think of.
And barbecue
what?
Ribs, I think. Best
no,
road trip snack.
No, you're crazy.
You want to play 303-691-1649. And we got a great prize this week because we have sold out concert tickets.
Yeah, AJR at Red Rocks. They're going to be there June 29th. And you will also be at the best venue on the planet if you can win Fast Five today. Good
All
luck.
Right. Good luck, everybody. 303-691-1649. 1649, 303-691-1649. Who do we got? Amber. Hi, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing this morning?
Just moving real slow. We were gone all last week for a baseball tournament in Omaha.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
All right. You're back in town.
Back in town.
Right on, right on. All right. How'd the baseball tournament go? Did they win?
They won a couple games, not the whole thing. There was like 155 teams or something.
Good Lord.
It was crazy. There was so much baseball.
So much baseball. Was there did anybody bunt? I'm a big fan of the bunt.
You know, my son does a bunt every once in a while because he's pretty fast.
Yeah. You got to have legs if you're going to bunt.
The bunt.
Exactly.
The bunt. Yeah. When I played baseball, I was always worried I was going to smash my fingers. You know when you do the bunt. You got to tuck them in.
You got to tuck them. There's a skill to the bunt.
Tuck them for the bunt.
Yes, that's true.
All right, girlfriend. Let's do some fast five with you. No help and no cheating, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. I need 5 famous movie cars. Go.
Lightning McQueen, Dukes of Hazzard car.
Yeah.
The orange one. Is that what you're asking?
Yep.
The James Bond car.
I would have given you 3.
I might have given you 3. DeLorean and...
How about
what was the Mutts and Cuts from Dumb and Dumber? The big dog.
The Mutts and Cuts, or the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah.
The Batmobile!
Have you ever seen the Croc slippers? It looks like the Mutt van.
Oh, it does. I know what you're talking about.
That's funny.
They're so ugly.
It's really funny, Amber. All right, Amber. Well, you go have a great little Monday. Thanks for calling in and playing.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Amber.
Hi, April.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're fine. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, what's going on in your world, girlfriend? Amber.
Amber. She sounded so excited to play. What happened?
I don't know. Amber, call us back.
Oh, no.
You know, it's funny. I got another Amber on the line. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, you lucked out. Our other Amber's phone dropped.
I know. I was like, are they talking to me or talking to her?
Now we are. Now we're talking to you, Amber number 2. All right, how was your weekend?
It was good. Took your kids to the last
park. This is a bad call for Amber number 2. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Is this better?
That's better. What did you do this weekend?
I just took the kids to the splash park and hung out, really. What did you guys do?
Oh, same. I was lurking around the splash pad, too.
The one off Beakfield?
Yeah, that was there. Sometimes I sit on the ground, like right on one of the jets. I just sit on them.
You are that kid.
Yeah, for about 45 minutes, I just sit there.
You are that kid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's like your own personal bidet.
Okay.
This is my first time ever playing. I'm like really nervous.
I'm nervous for you too.
You got this, Amber.
I'm nervous too, Amber. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Me either. So please don't give me anything too hard.
Yeah, but I don't know what would be hard for you. You know, I don't know what you know.
I suck at cars.
Okay, I won't do a car one. I'll give you a movie one. No sequels, no help, no cheating. 10 seconds. Give me 5 movies starring John Cusack. Go.
Honestly, I'm not going to know probably the one.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's very embarrassing for you, Amber.
I know. I know who he is. I just couldn't think of any.
High Fidelity is one of the best movies ever. And then my treadmill movie this weekend, I started watching Hot Tub Time Machine again.
It's a
really raunchy movie.
Especially that first one that he's in.
Amber, it was nice talking to you, though. Congratulations on making it through.
Thanks. It was nice to talk to you guys, too.
Okay, Amber. Bye, Amber. Oh, my God. It's Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just got to work, but I'm, like, very early, so I'm just thought I'd play.
You're just jacking around. What do you do for a living?
Well, actually, I work, like, 6 jobs. So
6?
Yeah.
Shut up. List them all off. What are the go.
I work for an estate sale company. I am a visual instructor for two different high schools for their marching bands. I have a podcast with my friends. I tutor and I'm a janitor at Highland Hills.
Hey, you are busy, Olivia.
That is insane how many things you're doing.
Wow, that's impressive, though. You're a hard worker.
I know.
Yeah.
What's your podcast about?
Yeah.
We talk about, like, books and TV shows and just kind of, like, analyze.
Yeah, you dissect them.
Yeah.
What's your latest TV show that you're talking about?
The last one we did was an anime called Your Lie in April.
Huh. All right. I don't think I'd listen to that, but...
Oh, no. You know what? You sound like you're into a lot of very interesting things, though. Like, you see,
do a podcast on John Cusack movies.
Okay. She's like,
yeah, we'll definitely get that done. Yeah, you bet. Or not. Whatever.
Okay. All right, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, your letter is E like elephant. In 10 seconds, I need you to give me 5 apps on your phone that start with the letter E. Go.
FC.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Are there?
How about that online bidding site, that auction site?
Oh, eBay. I forgot about
it. It literally says E at the beginning.
I forgot, though.
How about the stock trading platform?
What's that one?
E-Trade.
Oh,
and many more. There's many more. I'm going to hold on to it. Hey, Olivia, it was really, really nice meeting you. Have a super dupes day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Good luck in all your things, girl.
All the That's things a lot that of you things. Do.
Yeah.
We got a Heather. Hi, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
Good.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. You got anything good you want to tell us?
I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
Well, look at you.
Sweet, Heather.
A little ray of sunshine.
I love that.
I try to be.
We have a good day just because you said so.
God, we should bring back. We used to do a topic many years ago on Mondays. It was like, why is your week already ruined?
Oh, no. Why is it already awesome? Maybe we do that.
It's like, 7:40 in the morning. Why is your week already ruined? That was always a funny segment.
I was supposed to leave at 6:45, and I woke up at 6:52.
So, yeah, so I mean, like, at least your day's already like screwed up, right?
Right.
Why is your day already ruined? That's funny.
Right.
Text us now. Tell us why. All right, what do I have for you? I got a sports one. You like sports ball?
I do.
Good.
All right, you might get this one.
Yes.
In 10 seconds, sweet Heather, give me 5 sports teams that are named after weather events. Go.
Carolina Hurricane. Oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Avalanche.
Yep.
Not Nuggets.
Nope. The Flames, I guess.
Lightning.
Lightning.
It all comes to you when the buzzer goes off.
It does.
Oklahoma City Thunder. Seattle Storm. The Miami Hurricane.
There's a lot.
My husband would be so disappointed in me.
I think Iowa's got a Cyclones, Iowa State Cyclones. Heather, darn it! I thought for sure you were going to get that. You liked sports.
I do. Apparently it's not good enough.
Well, it was nice talking to you, and thanks for having some fun with us.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Heather.
Is anybody going to win this today?
We need a winner.
I know there's people yelling at their radio right now. If you want to play, 303-691-1649. And we got Bryce. Hi, Bryce.
Hello.
Hello. How was your weekend, buddy?
It was good.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I played some pickleball with some friends, and sadly, I'm sore. Like, how am I sore from pickleball?
Oh, you get
what are you
sore.
Talking about, man? Yeah, that's a workout.
It is.
It is. How old are you, Bryce?
Older than you.
I don't know about that. How old are you?
Just 52.
Oh, 50. Yeah, you are older than me. But, dude, yeah, you're going to be sore then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just getting up in the morning, I'm sore.
I helped my son put together an e-bike this weekend that he bought. And, like, this morning, I'm like, oh, my arms and hands are sore, you know? Like, this sucks.
Do you have any parts left over?
A couple. He'll be fine. Where do these go? Exactly. Who cares?
Not important part.
Just shake it. Does it feel sturdy? It feels sturdy. Does your pickleball team have a funny name?
No, I was with a couple friends.
Okay. All right. All right, what do I have? What do I have? What do I have? Okay, this one's very subjective, but it's kind of funny. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You'll probably get this. In 10 seconds, give me 5 reasons that you might get kicked out of the pool. Go.
Peeing.
Yep.
Pooping.
Yep.
Flashing.
Yep.
Yelling fire.
Sure.
Driving a car into the pool.
Be kicked out of the pool for life with that last one.
Boy, I don't know the flashing, though. I don't know if I can accept the flashing. I think I'd be into that.
Did you say flashing or splashing?
Flashing.
Flashing. So I think I'd invite you back to that pool, honestly.
Yeah, it depends on the pool.
Depends on the pool, what kind of neighborhood you're in. Hey, Bryce, are you familiar with this game, when you win, what you're supposed to say?
Play the winning win.
Close enough. Yeah! Jeremy, play the winning wins down.
Sorry, I was stressed out.
It's all right, buddy.
He's like, I panicked.
You're thinking about flashing everybody right now.
Yeah, I get it. Just you.
Yeah, put your pants back on, Bryce.
I'm just standing in my kiddie pool. Come here, Jim.
Just standing there naked in a
the
kiddie
visual.
Pool. Oh, God, Bryce. Cool. Knock it off, Bryce.
Making friends with your neighbors.
Buddy, I'm going to put you on hold. You just won some AJR sold-out concert tickets to Red Rocks.
Awesome.
That's
going
to be a heck of a night. It's all you, man. You won, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Yeah, it is great, bud. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back, okay? Don't hang up.
Will do.
All right. Katie, we got her done.
Amazing.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So, packed up the family SUV and went out to the movies this weekend, finally to go see my He-Man movie, because definitely a toy line I was obsessed with in the 80s as a little kid. He-Man. Yeah, that's right. And we plunked down and we watched the He-Man movie. Kudos to my wife who booked tickets, because I was like, it's not doing so well in theaters. I think I might just wait till it's out on video. And
yeah.
She sent me a message and said, here's 4 tickets. Here's the showtime. Here's when we're going.
Good. Good. You needed to see that
you
in
did.
The theater. Come on.
I'm obsessed with He-Man. I'm a dork.
Yeah.
And can I tell you right now? Absolutely fantastic movie.
Yay!
And I'm not being biased because I love the franchise. I'm going to tell you right now, it was just a good movie.
Okay.
Good. It was fun. It was entertaining. There was action. There was some comedy in it. It was just a really, really good movie. And you don't really have to know the whole backstory and toy line to kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it stands alone. There was a few times I leaned over to Nick Knack during the movie and I said, oh, this happened in the cartoon, or that's why they're doing that.
Yeah.
There's a few little Easter eggs in there.
But not the whole movie.
The true fans know, but not the whole movie.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it stands alone and it's fine. And I just had the time of my life. I really did.
I
smiled
it.
Through the whole damn thing. I cried a little bit at the end. I held it back. I don't think Nick Knack saw me, but at the very end, I teared up. And you know what? Not only did I love it, I got to tell you, I looked over multiple times at my wife. She had a ear-to-ear smile going on.
Yay, kids?
Well, my wife was smiling, Katie, mostly because He-Man's hot.
Oh, shoot.
Well, there's that.
He-Man's
also
a good-looking dude in this movie. And he's jacked, and he's got beautiful hair and an incredible jawline and smile. And
well, and it's just a loincloth. So
and essentially just
much.
A loincloth. This guy is running around it.
Yeah.
And this actor that they picked, I was kind of poo-pooing it at first. But then I saw him, and he pulls it off fantastic. and Knick-Knack. At the end of the movie, you can walk out and you can take a poster. They had He-Man posters there of He-Man with his 9-pack, you know? She took 3 posters. I was like, we don't need 3 posters.
Oh.
Just settle down. But she took multiple posters.
What's he got, like a 9, 12-pack?
Just like a 12-pack. Like, he's a good-looking guy, damn it. Here? And he pulled off He-Man, and it made me so happy.
Master of my universe.
Yeah, that's right. I got a little bit of a man crush on the guy, honestly. He's a really good-looking dude. But again, the movie was just, it was just so much fun. And there's this whole stink about it because it costs like $200 million to make. And I don't even know if they've broke $100 million yet. It's just not really performing in theaters. And everybody's like, why? Nobody knows why, because it's supposed to be this big summer blockbuster and it's really good. But nobody's going to the movie theaters.
Well,
and I kind of blame the Gen Xers and the elder millennials who I think this is kind of in their wheelhouse. And, you know, none of us are spending money on movies anymore. And I think that's part of it. We're spending so much on streaming services and we can stay at home that nobody's just really going out to see movies, I guess.
Not only that, but bags of potato chips are $8 in the grocery store right now. Like, that's why nobody's spending money at the movie theater. Like, beef is like $12 a pound.
Yeah, it's pricey.
You know?
I mean, like, we spent $120 to go see He-Man.
See?
Family of 4. $120 bucks.
Yikes.
But first time in a long time, we went and saw it at an Alamo Drafthouse.
And that's where it's worth it.
We essentially said, you know what? This is just going to be like a movie and lunch out for the weekend. And you can have food there.
That's where it's worth
it. That's part of it. So we got like fried pickles and mozzarella sticks and popcorn and a hummus platter, which I'm going to tell you right now.
A hummus platter at the movie theater?
A hummus platter. It rocks at the Alamo Drafthouse. It was really tasty.
Okay. See, if you're getting actual dinner and not like food, then that does make it a lot more worth it. But it's still, you've got to take out your wallet for
but
this.
But yeah, it was,
you know,
it was 120 plus to go see a goofy movie.
I got to ask you, though, I'm sorry. People are texting in. Did you stay till the very end of the credits?
There are 3 end credit scenes. So if you do go see it, you got to stay through all the credits because there's 3 scenes. Including a little She-Ra tease. I'm gonna. So that's the thing. Like, this was such an iconic franchise in the 80s, and same with She-Ra.
Yeah.
That they've got like a 12 movie thing like laid out for this whole franchise. Like, there's gonna be multiple movies, and it's tanking so bad. I keep reading all these articles. They're like, I don't know if we're gonna do any more of these, and it makes me sad.
Well, I wonder if it's just because people didn't necessarily. Like, you're right. The people that this is geared for aren't going to the movie theater. Maybe
we're at
home. Maybe once we see it, like my Gen Zers
could
here
be.
See it, we will want to see the next 11 because I've heard such good things. I haven't seen it yet, but your raving review makes me want to go see it tonight.
I'm going to tell you right now, you should go with a buddy or even go with your girlfriend because it's, I mean, she's going to love He-Man.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just, I know. Listen, believe me, we left the theater after I was full of 2 buckets of popcorn and a Dr. Pepper and a little gassy from hummus. And she's grabbing 7 He-Man posters. I was like, this was a bad idea to bring my wife to this. This is the dumbest movie ever. But she played along. She was a total trooper. I posted over the weekend various He-Man shirts that I have. And I was like, pick one. Which one should I wear to the movies? And the last time we were at a Comic-Con, she bought He-Man softy pants.
I remember.
Those were sick.
And she wore them to the theater, and she looked really cute. So she plays along with this nonsense for me.
She really loves you.
She
really
does such a good wife.
I mean, really. She's the best. She bought me tickets, and she wore He-Man pants.
You outkicked your coverage.
I certainly did. But I don't know if it's going to be in the theaters for a third weekend. But listen, if you got a family out there and you want to take your kiddos to something just kind of fun and silly, and just family friendly and a really good movie. The He-Man movie was absolutely fantastic.
And there's
really
abs.
And there's so much abs, you guys. So abs for days.
He-Man is sexy.
So sexy. There you go. There's a little movie review from Jeremy, Kitty, and Josh here at Mooks. Yes, thank you to everybody writing in about the post-credit scenes to He-Man. Yeah, if you do go see it, sit through all the credits because it's kind of fun. Except when you got to really pee, like
10 minutes of credits.
Like at Alamo, you know, they just keep bringing you drinks, like whenever you want. More. Man, I had to pee by the end of that movie. Like, nobody's business.
Too bad they can't bring you the bathroom, huh?
I know, right? They need that at the Alamo. They need a little, like, No, never mind.
No.
Like a little hose, right? No.
They have large cups.
Can you imagine looking over at the guy next to you? He's just going into a hose. Well,
you get your large drink in a catheter.
Yes! They should just put catheters in when you get to the movie theater.
Oh my goodness.
I feel bad that I had like a really fun, good weekend. And then Katie comes in today, and she had a sad weekend. But I think it's something that a lot of pet people go through, you know, well, they do eventually.
Everybody, I think, yeah. I mean, and it's just, you know, I had to be there for my kiddo more than anything. On Saturday, I got a call from my kiddo, and we have our doggies were living with her grandparents for many, many years. And so the last dog, Mabel, she had not been feeling well these last couple weeks. And we got the call on Saturday that she wasn't moving anymore. And they called the vet, and they were going to have to put her down.
Aww.
And so baby Nana called me and, you know, just devastated. She is such a little animal lover. I mean, when she was growing up, we called it Zoe's Ark because that kid had so many animals, a hedgehog, ducks, rats. I mean, any kind of animal you can think of, she just wanted to take care of. And so at one point, her dad and I, we all got our dogs at the same time. So at one point, the baby Nana had four dogs, two with me and two with her dad. And so what we didn't realize, though, also fast forward 12 years later, and they're all passing away around the same time also.
Oh, man.
And it's very hard for her. It is very hard.
One after another, huh?
She's very empathetic. She's such a sensitive kid. And so this one, Mabel, she was the cuddliest one, too, right? Like, she's the one that
she was cute.
Could,
you showed pictures.
Oh,
adorable.
Mabel was she's such a puppy.
Mabel
Nana.
Or Maple?
Mabel.
Mabel.
And it's so Mabel and her brothers, we were over at the Montrose Animal Shelter. So we were volunteering there when we lived in Montrose. And Mabel and her brothers were brought into the shelter because somebody dumped them up on the mountain.
Aww.
And so Mabel and her brothers, they named them Velma, Scooby, and Shaggy when they brought them in. But they had fended for their lives for weeks up on the Uncompahgre Plateau. And so when they found them and they brought them in, she was so scared. And just humans, I don't know if she had a whole lot of interaction with humans. So everything was scary to her except Zoe. This dog
baby
loved
Nana.
Baby Nana so much. And so Zoe used her birthday money for the adoption fee and adopted Mabel. That's how we got Mabel 12 years ago. And so fast forward to Mabel having the best life. And again, her grandparents, for them to take her on and take care of her, then they spoiled Mabel. So she just had like the best life. But this Saturday was very sad. And I've never experienced seeing another living thing lose its life.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very hard for me.
Did you go into a vet or do one of those at-home ones?
The vet came to us.
The at-home ones is the way to go.
I just cannot say enough good things about this man. He was so... the way he did it was just
gentle,
so gentle.
Respectful.
Respectful. He gave us all the time in the world we needed. You could tell he was an absolute expert at it. Mabel seemed so comfortable with everything. It just, I cannot say enough good things about this man. But the whole process is just, you know, for like 5 hours we were there just saying goodbye. And then really just as the mom to see my child just be so devastated by something, then that was then sad for me.
Absolutely. It's a tough day. That's a tough day.
And so Saturday was a very hard day for us to just say goodbye to Mabel and, you know, also sit in all the wonderful memories that she brought us. You know, when we first brought her home, it's funny her name Mabel because, you know, she was so just exhausted from her life at that point. She, you know, fended for herself in a mountain, probably fighting off wildlife for many years or many weeks.
She was a bad mamma jamma, right?
So when we brought her home, the first like 2 weeks of her life were her passed out in a beanbag chair. Like, she slept and slept and slept.
Good for
her. That's part of why we named her Mabel is because she was like a little old grandma who just slept. I'm all
so the tired.
Time.
Where's
so
that beanbag chair?
And then also Gravity Falls. Zoe loved that show.
Yes.
And one of the characters was named Mabel. So that's why we named her that. But one of the best dogs I've ever had, her and her brother Nugget. Were the best dogs I've ever had in my whole life. And so
it's tough,
both of
Katie.
Them. And, you know, Nugget, he passed away in his sleep. So it's not the same as having to say goodbye.
When
you
got
to
take him in and you know it's coming,
know,
that's the worst.
It was very
so
heavy.
Hard.
And then still just like 2 days now later, I'm still just kind of, you know, thinking of her. And
was anyone like holding the dog?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we had to do with my lab. I was holding his head as a kid, you know, and then they give him the shot and just the weight.
And
you know, as they go, and yes. That's something that'll stick with you for a long time.
It will. It'll absolutely stick with me. And I'm just, you know, even today, I'm thinking of Mabel and Zoe and the grandparents, both Dan and Mary Beth, who just angels here on earth. They are just, mm-hmm. I love them so much.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And yeah. But again, like today, I'm really just trying to sit in my feelings of. That was one of the best dogs I've ever been able.
Well, and best life yeah, that good, you gave
good,
her.
Yeah, good memories.
Yeah. So good memories of Mabel today. But definitely
thoughts and prayers.
Wanting to hug my baby Nana yeah. because she is such an empathetic little soul, and it really hit her.
Well, and your
it
childhood hit, dog leaving oh, yeah. is the worst.
She
I mean,
was
it's the
10.
Worst.
She yeah. was 10 when we got Mabel, and you know, she's just like. She's yeah, it's hard for her today. So
well, the good news is you can go puppy shopping now.
Why do I want Yay! A puppy so bad? Like, I know I really want a puppy.
Isn't that funny how it works like that? Like you have the worst like week, you know, after it's done.
Yeah.
Or month, you know, for a lot of people, and then you're like, let's go look at puppies.
I really want a puppy, so yeah, but definitely. T's and P's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we were talking about those very sad circumstances when you got to go put a pet down. It's absolutely the worst. With our last dog, Sully, who a lot of people probably remember me talking about Sully on the air because he had an oddly placed butthole.
Oh, that's, yes.
A little
yes.
too high on his body. He was the dog we had to wipe constantly.
Yes, yeah.
Like, horrible situation, but kind of great because, you know, he had a heart issue. He had like an enlarged heart and he was having problems. And we took him into the vet for kind of like a final checkup just to kind of see like where do we go from here type thing. Knowing that we would eventually probably just have to put him down.
Mm-hmm.
We walked into our vet's office and of course it was completely packed. There was probably, you know, 25 people in there with their dogs waiting to go in. And we walked in and that dog walked right into the middle of the waiting room. And made a weird face, like, kind of like one of those, and fell down and died right there in the middle of the waiting room at the vet's office.
That's how it happened?
Straight up just, bam, out, died right there. Just fell over. Ah! You know, one of those situations, my wife started crying, knick-knack, and I immediately am like,
Brian,
looking,
just sleeping.
Like going around to like there was families there with children.
Sure.
And everyone is looking and they're like they grab their pets and clutch them and pull them closer, you know, as they're watching our dog die right there in the waiting room.
I was gonna say, what did the other
Horrific.
Dogs do? Because that I imagine
they're like, I don't wanna go in here. I don't wanna go in here.
They see one of their own. It's like
I mean horrible. Like, you could have done this in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But yet, on the other hand, we didn't have to put him down, right?
Yeah.
But, man, that's an awkward situation right there.
Yeah.
When your dog's like literally on the ground with his tongue hanging out, like, done. Oh. And everyone's just sitting there looking at you.
I mean, what do you do?
Saved you a couple bucks.
I will tell you, the vets were...
yeah.
You don't have to tell me, buddy.
Jeremy.
You don't have to tell me. I was like, well, we got out of this. The vets were very kind. They all came running out and scooped him up and went back. And, you know, I'm, like, walking backwards, like, to the... Sorry
Fine.
About that. Hey,
nothing to see here.
I mean, he's just tired, kids.
Exactly. He just had to take
dead.
A nap. Boy, we went on a run here.
Good,
like,
good boy.
He's really tired from his run. Yeah. And he ate a lot last night.
Nappy.
God, one of the most awkward experiences ever.
That's horrific. Like, that is traumatic.
It's traumatic. Yeah. It was traumatic on so many different levels and incredibly embarrassing. So.
Yeah, because then you got, really quick, people being like, does he not take care of his dog?
Yes, that's right. They were like, and he was fat, too. You know? Like, well, that's what happens when you feed him cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
All right, let's shift gears. And as we were leaving the studio on Friday, Katie was incredibly excited because she's like, I'm going to a baseball game this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to a baseball game, and there's going to be a lot of single men there.
I was so excited.
And Mama needs some loving.
And it's so funny. I went with a friend, and her fiancé/boyfriend is playing for the softball team, right?
Yeah.
And so I know he's like mid-30s. I know he has friends who are older, younger, in the age range people I date. I'm like, this is perfect. They're all athletic. They're going to be showing off their skills.
Baseball
like,
guys.
I couldn't wait. And then we we went somewhere else before, and so I had to look nice for it. And so I already looked great, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I look cute going to the softball field. This is fabulous.
Today's my day.
Exactly.
I'm going to meet a man.
We get there, and I mean, I'm starting to walk up, and all of a sudden my friend looks at me, and she's like, oh, yeah, just so you know, it's gay softball.
And I was like, oh, no.
It's what? It's what? Like, I didn't even know.
It's like, the best story of the day.
I was so disappointed because it's not
you're
why
all
I was
dolled
there.
Up. You're going to go see a bunch of dudes.
Exactly.
Hoping to land a man.
And it's funny, like, our friend who is gay showed up to the parking lot, and I'm like, what is Larry doing here? Like, I was like, why is he here? Like, it's weird. Like, we're all friends, but I'm like, it's weird that he's going to come cheer on Bolty at the softball game, and then I found out, like, now I get it. So both of us are sitting in the bleachers, and we find out that not everybody who plays on the gay softball in the gay softball league is gay. So we find out that there are some straight people who play for these games. And so I was like, okay. So then for the next two games, because it was a doubleheader.
Hey, okay.
Don't. Easy.
Really, there was two games.
Easy.
That's what you call
a doubleheader.
That is. You're right.
Easy.
But yeah, so there was two games. And so for the entire two games, we both sat there. He was hoping they were gay. I was hoping they weren't. So that's the whole time.
That's a fun game.
It was
a fun game.
It was so much fun. We had a blast just sitting there. He's like, do you see how he threw that pitch? I'd say yes.
That one's for me.
Is he singing along to Beyonce? Because then we know. So it was just very funny to sit and watch. And I just have to tell you also, I don't know if there's any stigma on, people not being able to play well in these softball leagues, but holy crap, can these people also play softball?
Oh, the softball players come to play.
Entertaining as all get out. Like,
it's crazy competitive.
We actually ended up watching three games because their games were, they played one, they had to sit, and then they played another.
Triple header?
And there was just so much action.
Stop.
Like, so much action on that field, Jer. I cannot even begin to
talk about second base.
Stop it.
It was so much fun. Like, it just, especially, like, it really turned my mood around, and we just had a blast. And then guess where? Guess where we went after?
Where?
Hooters. We really did.
You should have went to Hamburger Mary's.
Next time, Jared. Next time. But no, it was a great, great, great game, great day, and definitely an entire platter of fried things I got to eat after.
That's one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time.
Did you like that?
You're all dolled up, ready to meet a man,
and then you
show up, and you're like, oh.
They're like, hey.
I can even be a pinch hitter.
Fabulous. it made me laugh. Well, happy Pride Month, everybody.
I know, and happy Pride. It's perfect.
I do believe it is time for some Mix 100 sports.
Great weekend to set some buses on fire, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, it was more positive than just that, yes.
It's a good weekend to set some stuff on fire.
Yes, for some reason, when people win championships, cars and buses and things get set on fire. I don't understand that.
That poor bus.
I know. But the World Cup was also going on this weekend. Oh. The United States took on Paraguay, and they won 4-1 to get their first win of the World Cup, and it was set off at SoFi Stadium by Dan and Shay singing the national anthem, and it was perfect.
And the rockets rambling, the bombs bursting in air.
Yeah, pretty good.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still
there. Yeah, they nailed it.
I love it. Plus, SoFi, shout out to Kroenke. A beautiful stadium to host a couple matches there as well. This Friday, the USA will take on Australia, mate. So
nice.
Keep an eye out for that. And yeah, about 100 other things happened this weekend. Like we said, the Knicks did win the NBA championship and celebrated like there was no tomorrow. Which
fire!
In New York, there might not be a tomorrow because they're lighting the city on fire. Did you want to play the sound, Jared?
Do you want it now?
Yeah, let's play it.
Point at me.
There we go.
5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi to rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah, look, fans go out to New York. Okay, so I want to talk about this really quickly because there was that longstanding beef with Elmo, right? Elmo got called out a couple weeks ago because he was like, I just hope both teams have fun. Elmo, yeah. Fun. And so the Knicks fans did not forget. There's a picture of
not Elmo,
Elmo
burning.
No. Going around burning? Social media hanging from a streetlight.
No!
They killed Elmo!
Don't do Elmo like that! You're supposed to tickle him, and that's it.
People don't forget, Katie.
What?
There are pictures everywhere saying RIP to Elmo.
When I woke up and saw somebody just carrying part of a taxi cab down the street, I was like, what are they doing in New York City? Like, you guys won.
New Yorkers know how to party.
What?
And I'm not quite sure why they feel the need to destroy buses and other city-owned things. But I saw telephone poles being taken down. I saw stoplights being climbed. I mean, those stoplights are 30 feet tall.
I know.
And people are climbing on top of them. Hmm. Look, more power to them. Good for them. Knicks win.
Yeah, good for them.
They can celebrate however they want. I do want to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes. They also won the Stanley Cup last night. That was their first time in 20 years. So both teams that won the championships over the weekend had long-awaited parties waiting for them. Shout out to Carolina Hurricanes. The Avs will get
Did
you
they
next
set
year.
Anything on fire?
Not yet, but it's early.
It's coming.
Also,
that
they
just
won,
happened.
Jeremy, they won in Vegas, so you know that hockey team went hard last night. They might not even remember
they
the
went
game.
To Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We brought the Stanley Cup.
Talk about well hung.
Oh. All right. Well, then, and I did want to talk about one more thing because it's just the weirdest thing ever. The Rockies played a game. Are we still...
Sorry.
Hurry up, you got 30 seconds.
The Rockies played a game last night and set a franchise record in runs. They won 23-9.
Wait, what?
23 runs. They just went around
the
and around
Rockies
and around.
The Rockies scored 23 runs?
That's the most. They're probably not going to score the rest of the season because they were like, okay, we're done. They hit the quota. 23 runs last night.
Well, of course they do that on the biggest sports weekend in history.
To where
we don't
no
even
one
know.
Cares.
Poor Rockies.
Poor guys. Oh, so shout out to the Rockies and did you my high sports minute.
Hey, we're all about keeping things spicy. We're like an enchilada.
Uh-huh.
Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay, let's get to the goats, shall we? City of Boulder. This is really exciting because over the weekend, it actually started on Thursday. It's still going until tomorrow. They've got the goats out there at Harlow Platz Community Park helping get all those aggressive and invasive weeds out of the area.
What?
It's pretty great. Yeah, they bring them out there so they can help manage the invasive and noxious weeds. But they also had the little meet and bleat event on Saturday. So this is neat because you can come and actually like pet the goats and take pictures and learn more about the program that they have. But they do this every year where they take a bunch of goats. There are 300 of them and they just eat away at these weeds in the park. And it's great because they say it helps them manage them. It also creates a unique opportunity for the community to learn about and connect the public spaces that they love. So I love it. I think that every time this comes up, it's a just neat thing to talk about. I mean, the little baby goats that just jump all over
really
the place.
They're
so cute.
They're
so
eyes
adorable. Creamy out,
yeah. The blank stare, the blank goat stare.
They're sideways pupils.
Exactly.
We went to Grant's Farm out in St. Louis. Look it up. And they had a bunch of baby goat petting and feeding that we did while we were there.
Oh, yeah.
That is disgusting.
Is it?
A lot of licking.
A lot of licking.
But yeah, they come up to you and,
well,
they just... creep me out.
They have that little
nipples
farm up there off like 88th and Dahlia area.
Yeah.
I went there
goats
for Mother's
have big
Day.
Nipples.
And they had a bunch of goats and water buffalo and cows and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just
how were their nipples?
They were great. I mean,
great nipples.
Nipples
goats
everywhere.
Have weird
nipples. I mean, but it's the Broken Shovels Farm Sanctuary. That's what that one's called up there. I was trying to find it. But if you want to go see some goats and their nipples, you can go there and go feed them
and
whatnot.
You said some weird people there.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to do all that. But
we just piqued somebody's interest right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Goats and nipples?
I'm sorry. What animal was that?
Somebody.
Honey, quit talking. What animal was that? Yeah,
right,
again,
exactly.
JJ.
Where can I go grab them? Exactly. Where was that? No. Yeah, definitely.
I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
We're all
like
thinking it.
The best line from a movie ever. Oh my gosh. And then what about this? Okay, so how about having laundry water helping your gardens grow? Right. I do like this one because tucked behind a little bungalow just off East Colfax, they've got garden beds, beehives, and a small flock of four chickens. But they're also making sure that they're watering all that with laundry water because of all the drought and stuff that we're going through.
Okay.
Isn't that fascinating?
So it smells really good.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Currently in Denver and most other cities around the state, gray water goes to the sewer and then ultimately a water treatment plant alongside black water. So,
black water?
Poop.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So they care about like the water and what they're doing for the environment and whatnot. So this is just one way that you can kind of recycle that water and use it in a way that's not going against what we're trying to do for all the drought stuff that's happening in our area. I think it's genius. I think using laundry water, do it.
I have suggested in my house that we put a bright orange Home Depot bucket in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And like if we have water at dinner or anything like that and you got half a glass still full, to dump it into the Home Depot bucket.
That's a dad. Then,
and then walk it outside at some point when it's half full and water the plants with it.
That's so smart. So
I know, right?
Funny, smart. Yeah, I'm motivated by financial savings, right?
And the
That's
earth.
What that is. Yeah.
What did Nick say?
Not having it.
She was fine with it.
She's not having the Home Depot bucket full of water in the kitchen.
It's an eyesore.
It's a bit of an eyesore, honey.
Five questions.
Two players.
One winner.
I'm a winner.
Who's getting crushed today?
I can't wait to crush you people.
It's time to play Katie Crush.
With JKJ.
It certainly is. One of the highlights of the show for sure. And it looks like Amy made it through. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
What up? What up? How are you guys? Whoa. I love you.
We are super dupes.
Hi.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
We're super dupes as well. I'm on summer break, so woo.
Okay. Well, what are you doing this summer? Anything fun?
It's never ending. Yard work, you know, housework, all that good stuff. But I'm not cooking a thing.
You could have just said, no, you're not doing anything fun. No.
But she's doing all the things.
Doing it all. As a mom, you know this, Katie. It's never ending.
You do it all the time. Even when they're grown, you're still doing it.
Like summer trips or anything planned?
No, I'm actually selling the house next year, so I'm saving my money, guys.
Good
no
smile.
Solo cruises, no solo vacations this year, but
That's just right.
A lot of housework.
Are you moving out of Colorado or?
No, gosh, no. I plan on staying around Lafayette if I can. I want to keep my kids in the same district and all that good stuff.
Well, good
so, yeah.
Well, good luck finding the dream home.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, never mind. Amy, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster and she made up all these rules.
Now, I know, and she rocks.
Yeah, she does rock. Anything you want to say to Amy before you get out of here?
Yeah, I hope you cook up a wing, girl. Let's go. It's the only thing you need to be cooking
goodness.
This summer.
Right. We're going to try, but I'm not as good as Katie, girl.
Okay, well, good luck. Good luck, Amy.
Amy, tell Katie to get the heck out of the studio.
All right, Katie, take a little break, girlfriend.
Take a hike. All right, so she's going to get out of here and go into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question so there's no cheating whatsoever. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in here, house hunting
Amy.
All right, here we go. I need to know what Star Wars character is fluent in 6 million forms of communication?
R2-D2, maybe? I'm
going to
go with
R2-D2. R2-D2. All right. I need you to name two of the four Teletubbies for me. Just give me two of them.
R2-D2. Okay. I never had Teletubbies with my kids. So, no, I don't know. I'm going to go with, like, Stuffy and Luffy. I don't know.
Stuffy and Luffy.
Those could be.
Which is actually what I call Josh and Katie off the air. Stuffy
there
and Luffy.
You go. All right.
All right, I got the third question for you. I'm going to get all religious on you. What is the current Pope's name?
Oh, pass.
Pope Pass? Would you like to say Stuffy or Luffy by chance?
No, I'm just going to go with Pass.
Pope Pass. Okay. Hey, what are Lady Gaga's fans called? She's got a nickname for
them. I'm like, aren't there like her monsters? I think, you know, like her monsters or something like that.
All right, I'll put you down.
I'm going to go with monsters.
Monsters. Who is the UFC president and CEO?
The Rock? I don't know.
The Rock.
That's a great guess.
Put you in.
Great guess. I like that.
All right, where's Katie? Get her in here. Come on, Katie.
Yeah.
You sound like
Katie's
a chicken.
Very crushed
you it. Laugh like a chicken a little bit.
I love your laugh.
Listen to her.
Oh, I've never heard that one. Okay.
It's like a chicken or a turkey or something.
I get it from my mom. Let's just say that.
Your mom's a turkey?
You're laughing.
Yeah, you can say that.
I like that laugh.
Oh, let's have some fun, Katie. You got
let's
this.
Do it. That's okay. Outrageous.
Sounds like a mating call
that's
or something.
That's made my day. I'm okay.
All right,
ready,
Katie.
Chair?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
You got this, Katie.
Turkeys everywhere tuning in. What Star Wars character is fluent in 6 million forms of communication?
Star Wars, you know I don't know Star Wars.
Not my problem.
Chewbacca, I have no idea.
Chewbacca.
That's the only one I know, Josh. Like,
and
off
then
top of my head.
Amy said R2-D2.
Well, who is it, Josh? Who is it?
C-3PO.
It's PC-3PO.
That was my next guess.
Oh, Pete, I was about to say
you almost said PC-3PO.
We almost both got that one. Sorry, Josh.
It's okay.
He gets so mad when
sorry,
I go
Josh.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's a big Star Wars fan.
No.
Stop it.
Oh my
be
God.
Nice to Amy. Stop.
Name two of the four Teletubbies for me.
Oh. I don't. Gosh, I can see them all.
I bet you can. Seems like something you'd watch.
Blinky and Winky. I know those are the Pac-Man things, but I just.
Blinky
can't
and
remember.
Winky. No.
Is it Blinky Teletubby, though? Is there no?
No, and you said Stuffy Luffy or something, Amy. Okay, we got Tinky Winky, Lala, Pooh, and Dipsy.
I said Winky, right?
Yeah. But it's Tinky Winky.
I had two boys.
Oh,
I think
it's Poe.
So I did not have
is it Poe? No, I want to call him Pooh.
It's not Pooh. I know it's not Pooh.
Pooh and Pee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Poo Poo, Tinky Winky, and Poo Poo Pee Pee.
No, that's not it.
All right. Third one for the crush.
Your
Katie.
Favorite.
What okay. is the Pope's name? The current Pope.
Oh, I know. It's Leo. He wears Jordans.
Love it.
Bomb Pope. Love that Pope.
Good one, Katie. Good yeah. one.
Amy said good Pope Pass.
I didn't know. Oh, my God. Cracking me up, man.
I know. Told you, turkey's everywhere.
Oh,
so turned
gosh.
On right now.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
What are Lady Gaga's fans called? She's got a nickname for them.
Yeah, they're monsters.
Yes. Yeah. Amy, you got one right.
I got one right. Woo!
Katie, who is the UFC president and CEO?
Oh, it's Dana White.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Good for you, Katie.
Amy said The Rock.
Oh, The Rock was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
You're cracking me up today, Amy.
Oh, my God. Dude, you guys crack me up every day. I love
Dude.
It.
Dude. So fun.
Bruh.
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 All right, Katie, we're going to, or Amy, we're going to let you go make love to a turkey.
All right.
Or something.
You hey, thank you guys so much. And I will love to see you guys at the next happy hour or whatever you guys
You got it. We're due for one. We are due
All
for
right,
one.
All right, definitely. Thank you guys so much. Happy Monday or whatever day we're on.
Yes.
I don't know what day. Well, I'm on summer break.
Yes. Enjoy all your days, Amy.
Keep me laughing, guys. I love you all.
Love you too, Amy. Bye.